Hey, Diamonds, this is Ben.
Hi, Ben. It's Tom with 30i Diamonds. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, thanks.
Good. You guys staying busy right now?
You know, it seems like there's been a little lull the past couple of weeks. Anyway.
Yeah. I feel like that's been the way, year too, kind of slow right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what it is, if it's election or what. My uncle owns a couple of car dealerships in town, and he said everything's a little bit slow with cars right now, too.
Yeah, I think everything is slow. I think it is, has to do with election and next couple of weeks. Yeah, I do think that's what it is. Usually it's like that before an election, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everyone's waiting until probably after the election to go about their lives.
Right.
But no, I mean, I'm still doing a lot of lab-grown different things there, but yeah, not a whole lot on mine.
Oh, really? You're seeing a little
this
bit
last
more
couple
on
weeks.
A little bit more on lab-grown recently?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the oval yesterday, and then a princess cut actually, both mine, but yeah, those are only like 2 and 1.53 carat, so, but I'm about to sell a 4 carat radiant and a 3 carat emerald cut, so lab-grown. So, yeah, bigger stones right now are lab-grown.
Mm-hmm.
Just this last couple weeks.
Right, right.
But, yeah, been kind of slow on everything last
couple
weeks. So
I'm hearing a little bit more on the labs, even with stores that don't historically sell labs. So, I don't know, maybe people are just spending a little bit less now with the getting bigger stones on the lab side.
Yeah, I mean, my guy today has like a $20,000 budget and is going with like a 3-carat lab-grown. So, it's like, he has plenty of budget for mined, and he was going to get her a mined, and then she said she wanted lab-grown. So, yeah, kind of crazy. He was shocked, too. But, kind of weird stuff like that.
Yeah. Was he getting a smaller stone with the natural?
Yeah, his budget was 20K or so. So I was like, well, you have a really good budget, I mean, for lab-grown. If that's what you want, because that's what they said they want. But, yeah, his budget is way too big for our lab-grown. So, like, you have a healthy budget for a mine diamond, but she didn't want a mine. So, yeah, I think he oversaved, obviously. So I don't know what they're going to do with the extra money. But
right, but they have extra money.
Yeah, they have money to spend on a mine. Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, well, you got money to buy a mine, but yeah, she didn't want that. She
yeah,
said
if they
don't.
Wanted a 20 carat lab grown, they would have been all set.
Yeah, so I said, I was like, yeah, your 3 carat is gonna be quite a bit under that $15,000-$20,000 mark. So you're good. But yeah, so I don't know. Like that was shocking. Normally, when a guy's trying to buy a mine, they go with a mine, so and have a good budget. So that's really weird to me. But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If she wants what she wants, so. But, yeah, that's just kind of how it's been the last couple of weeks. I feel like last two weeks, really, because in September we were really busy. So it's just kind of slowing down, I think, getting closer to election.
Mm-hmm. Well, if anything comes up this week, feel free to give me a call, Ben. And
I will.
Keep me in mind. We're doing a pretty good job of buying pretty regularly here. So I've got a good inventory at the moment.
Good options. Okay.
Yep.
Keep in mind.
All right. Well, all the best for this week.
All right. You too.
All right, thanks.
No problem. Bye.
Yep, bye.